From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the German composer Karl Reinecke. We'll hear his Concerto for Harp and Orchestra in E minor, opus 182. The work was published in 1884 and was premiered in October of that same year in Leipzig. The work is in three movements: Allegro Moderato, Adagio, and Scherzo Finale, Allegro Vivace, respectively. It's performed here by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Ernst Marzendorfer, with featured soloist, the Spanish harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. This is from a 1963 Deutsche Grammophon recording.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Harp and Orchestra in E minor, opus 182, of Karl Reinecke, in three movements, Allegro Moderato, Adagio, and Scherzo Finale, Allegro Vivace, respectively. As performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Ernst Mersendorfer conducting, with harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. The B-side of 1963 Deutsche Grammophon LP, the A-side containing the Concerto for Flute, Harp, and Orchestra of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, exploring the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. You can also find much more info about Classics and Beyond and my various other syndicated program offerings by visiting my blog and website. The address for that is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view detailed playlists, and you can also listen to this and previous editions of Classics and Beyond and other shows at your convenience. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, show number 1704. And once again, the email address to get in touch is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. We'll listen next to the first movement of the second piano concerto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. The concerto number 2 in C minor was composed in late 1900, early 1901, and is one of Rachmaninoff's most famous pieces. We will not be listening to a traditional performance, however. We'll be listening to an adaptation by the Classical Jazz Quartet, the members of CJQ, Kenny Barron on piano, Stefan Harris on vibraphone or vibes, Ron Carter bass, and Louis Nash drums. Now, some of you who are fans of straight-ahead jazz might be thinking that this is simply a copycat of the modern jazz quartet, as MJQ often incorporated elements of classical music into their performance, but this is by no means an MJQ knockoff. The Classical Jazz Quartet in the early 2000s released some sessions interpreting the classics in a wide variety of jazz settings, including Latin jazz and the blues. And they will explore many different interpretations of this single movement. They do perform the entire piano concerto, but we don't have time to listen to the entire performance, so we will listen to the first movement, which they break up into five parts on this CD. So the Allegro movement of the Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor by Rachmaninoff, as played by the Classical Jazz Quartet. Thank you. first movement, the Allegro movement, of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18, as interpreted by the Classical Jazz Quartet, and they interpreted it in a variety of different jazz settings, and that's just the first movement of the concerto, folks. They perform all three movements of the work on this recording. The Classical Jazz Quartet being Kenny Barron, piano, Stefan Harris, vibes, Ron Carter, bass, and Lewis Nash, drums. From a 2-CD set released on the Kind of Blue label in 2015, the album Classical Jazz Quartet Complete Recordings. They only recorded a couple of sessions in 2001 and 2002, but all of their output is available within these two compact discs. In addition to the Rachmaninoff Concerto, they also perform several pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach, including movements from his Brandenburg Concertos, also Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, and Air, among other Bach compositions. They also perform excerpts from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, and the album closes with their rendition of the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. A truly innovative ensemble, the Classical Jazz Quartet. For our final offering on this edition of Classics and Beyond, we have music of Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear his Allegretto Grazioso in A major, Opus 62. This was part of the fifth volume in the eight-volume series of songs, collectively known as Songs Without Words, and this particular piece is officially titled Allegretto Grazioso, but is more commonly referred to as Spring Song. This is an historic recording performed by the Victor Concert Orchestra under the direction of Rosario Bordon, the session recorded on February 21st, 1928. Music of Felix Mendelssohn, his Allegretto Grazioso in A major, or Spring Song, part of his collection Songs Without Words, Volume 5, Opus 62. There were 8 volumes in the Songs Without Words series by Mendelssohn. The material for Volume 5 was composed between 1842 and 1844. Spring Song was composed while Mendelssohn was residing in London. This performance, given by the Victor Concert Orchestra, Rosario Bordón conducting, recorded on February 21st, 1928, and released as the B-side of a single 10-inch 78 RPM disc. The A-side contains Narcissus, part of Water Scenes, by Ethelbert Nevin. Rosario Bordón was a French-Canadian cellist and conductor. He was employed by the Victor Talking Machine Company for over 20 years. He began work for Victor in 1909 as their house cellist. He was conducting for the label by 1915. Bordón left the Victor Talking Machine Company in 1931 to pursue work conducting orchestras for various radio broadcasts. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. The email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the address for the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.